Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means veteran journalist Jeff Wilkin joins us from the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Let's start with a district in New York in the North Country that's been getting a lot of focus lately after Republican Lee Stefanik played a role in the impeachment hearings last week. Tedra Cobb, her challenger, the Democrat, is getting big political reception in Queensbury.
Yes, in the 21st Congressional District, Democratic Congressional candidate Tedra Cobb said Tuesday she was surprised by the national attention and the $1 million in donations she's received for her campaign to unseat U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik in 2020. Cobb held a campaign stop at Chicken Coop Forge in Queensbury that was attended by over 100 people. The Canton resident was sometimes aggressively questioned by members of a local group calling themselves the North Country Deplorables, outspoken supporters of Stefanik and President Donald Trump.
From there, let's talk about improvements in a particular neighborhood in Schenectady. I'll let you tell our listeners what that's about.
Well, in Schenectady, residents of the East Front Street neighborhood are celebrating two recent developments. One, the street is freshly paved. And two, continuing work on a mural commemorating the neighborhood's working class history. The mural is being painted on a railroad bridge. It brightens the community, said resident Sean Cole.
Now to Niskayuna, where we're seeing that there's a little bit of controversy about where a CBD oil store will be located.
Yes, in Niskayuna, the Town Planning Board and Zoning Commission has approved a CBD oil store at ShopRite Plaza. The stores sell hemp-based products that are touted for their medical benefits. But there was some concern about the store's location. The plaza is a short walk from Niskayuna High School. The owner says he will not sell these products to people under age 21.
We've been speaking with Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist for the Daily Gazette. You can read these stories and much, much more at dailygazette.com. Or just pick up a copy of the paper. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Dave, thank you.